try again.
You hear the music, and that means it's Thursday night. It's Kayak Fishing Radio. I'm Chip Gibson, Tree Hugger. And we're back here again. We're going to do it again. And, man, we are just having a great summer here at Kayak Fishing Radio. Let me see who's joining me in. Long time no see. He's back from the rumors of his death have been highly exaggerated. It's Bill Howard. Hey, what's up, Haywood?
Hey, man.
Good to have you on, man. Yeah. All right. So, you feeling better, maybe?
Well, I'm upright. That's
good, man.
That's about as good as it gets right now.
All right. Well, it's good to have you back online with us, man, and we'll get some great insights from you tonight. And, oh, my gosh, look who it is. It is the big fly reel. You know what, man? I got some music for you tonight, dude. Let's see here. Hang on. You complained about the music the other night, so let's see. Is this it? Oh, no. That's not it. I think maybe this is it. There it is. Ladies and gentlemen. Big fly reel himself.
Wild thing in the house. That'll teach me to comment in the chat room.
I don't know.
Even one at all.
If Bill's still got the pink boa, there might be something.
I'm wearing it right. I'm wearing it right now. You just can't.
And
see
that's
it.
And that's all. Good thing this isn't kayak fishing television.
That's right. That's why we don't do TV. And also in the house giggling in the background there is Dino Bolin from Georgia Kayak Fishing. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on?
How are you, brother?
I'm tired, dude. It's been a hot day.
I'm tired. All right. Oh, my gosh.
A hot day.
Now, this has got to be... Well, I can't play that music anymore for her, but, I mean... We could do this for maybe nude music for.
Like a backslash to Beast Boy.
That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, the bikini woman herself. Is that mermaid music? Is that mermaid music, D?
It sounds like surfing music.
Oh, sorry.
And my. That's awesome, though, because I would love to take a paddleboard out and do some surfing.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
All right. Long time no see.
Yeah, I've been super duper busy.
That's good.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's awesome, Dee. And we actually...
Actually, I almost didn't make it on, but Brian said he'll finish dinner for me, so...
What a lovely guy.
I know. We're just making some meatball sandwiches, so
that's cool.
Nice.
Little meatball, little mozzarella on top, everything.
Yeah.
You know, and he's so nice. We can give him the pink bowl, and he can.
Oh, I gotta tell him that. He'll just fall over laughing on that one.
Mr. Becker, he brought on the wrath of the music clip, so.
Yeah,
so this is Greg Becker's new music now. I don't know if you heard it when you came on, but
oh yeah, baby.
And I'm dancing and everything.
That's right. I'm hitting, moving my hips and
need to peek Crocs for that one, man.
Oh, my goodness.
I just threw up a little bit in my mouth.
Who told you that? Nobody's supposed to know that.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I'm on the phone, and Vicky's trying to call my other line. That's so silly.
Well,
a
just,
royal
just,
queen.
Just merge her in. You guys can just, you know, do like a three-way call and bring her on the line, man.
I don't know if I can do that on this phone.
You can't? You got an iPhone?
No, are you kidding? I'm technology deficient.
Oh, okay. Well,
although
on the iPhone it comes up and just says join.
Be there.
Oh. You guys have been doing some serious fishing lately.
Who?
You and
us?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had some great weekends out with Vicky. You know, I normally don't like fishing weekends because all the yahoos come out. I'm not going to tell you about today right now, but because it's not the weekend. But yeah, she invited me offshore, and we pulled in some kingfish and some dolphin, and limited out on sea bass, and we had a great time on that one. Oh my God! And I told her I can't get on the boat unless it's 0 to 1 feet, right?
0 to 1.
And to me, it felt like 6 to 8. You know. But we did pretty good. I held my own. I didn't have any problems, and I smoked up the kingfish and made some excellent kingfish dip. Oh my God! Based on her recipe.
Oh yeah.
We call it smack. Actually, she called it smack. I call it crack.
Smack and crack.
Yeah. So
wow.
good stuff. So
cool.
It was great. We need to get back out there and do that again. But that was my second time offshore fishing, and completely and utterly successful and super fun. I mean,
the next time you need to strap that ultimate on the front and throw it in the water when you get out there.
We talked about that.
Yeah.
Again, back to the 0-1 footers, you know? Right?
You know, even if that thing...
What'd
you say, Dino?
None of that deadliest catch stuff, you know, rogue waves and all that stuff, you know.
She wants it like glass.
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly.
They don't bite when it's like that, though.
I don't mind chop. I just don't like the long intermittent waves. That just does not work for me.
Yeah, I remember doing a couple of kingfish tournaments out of Pensacola. It was like 4 to 6 out there. You know, you drive up the wave. You know, you're trolling and trying to. Oh my gosh, it wears you out. So.
Well, see, I don't have a problem if I'm moving, but if you're just sitting there,
that'll wear you out.
That's the cockeyed rock thing going on. You know, it's like. The dancer who just has no clue what to do with his body because you're just kind of waving and moving and shaking and not knowing which way to go. And no.
Yeah, I wish I had like a little disco board now because I could put that stripper music back on and kind of wham. Yeah, that would be what it would be like, right?
So based on that experience, because I've never offshore fished, to all the people that kayak fish offshore and actually are landing all these fish and still live to tell about it, mucho kudos, because I can't do it. I'll only do it in a boat. I won't do it in a kayak.
Oh, did you see that? Oh, man. So I'm going through all the stuff for the Kayak Angler's Choice Award, right? Did you get your email?
I did. Thank you.
Are you thumbs up with that? Or?
I am.
Okay, so I could say it.
I do not, yeah, then I will not respond.
Okay, yeah, you don't have to respond. I'll take that as a positive for you.
Yes, so
I'm going through, I wanted to contact all the people who were nominated before I put their names out. And actually I've had a couple of folks who say, you know, I appreciate it, I'm really flattered, but I don't do that or whatever. And it's like, cool, no problem. But so I was going through some of the websites that have been nominated for the Kayak Fishing Forums of the Year and stuff, And there's a couple over in Hawaii that have been nominated. And I was going through some of their things. Man, there's a dude on there. Comes in a Hobie. He's got a stinking 167-pound yellowfin laying between his legs.
God. Holy crap.
And he was in a real boat tournament, not a kayak tournament, man. He is, like, tearing them up out there in a Hobie, you know, with the 167-pound yellowfin tuna. It's like, oh, my gosh. So.
Well, you know, I had an interesting situation that happened to me today. The wind kicked up way bigger than it said it was going to, and I thought I was paddling through Lake Michigan, which is just massive waves, just to get back. You know, you paddle forward, but you paddle backwards.
Right.
And, you know, and you feel completely and utterly uncomfortable, so you really tighten up your life jacket, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know what, I've been in worse than this. So the bottom line is, if you remember or understand where your personal limits are, you can go out there and go do that. It's not a problem. I made it through that without a problem. I knew I had I thought about it, that it might be bad, but I've gone through worse than that. So you do know where your limits are. And if this guy has caught big fish, bigger fish, and even bigger fish, he knows what his kayak can take, his gear can take, and so on and so forth. So if he can do it, great, you know, go for it.
Oh, yeah, he's like holding a little bra sign down, you know, and it's like, uh-oh. So I guess we're not going to see a picture of you like the one D. Kelly posted the other day on Facebook.
I didn't see that one.
You didn't see it? I thought you had commented on it, but it's like the front half of her kayak is breaching over a wave as she's paddling out through the surf.
No, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, you have to. It's just Facebook D. Kelly. She posted it.
Oh,
I think it was
awesome.
Day before yesterday, but yeah, it's like the whole front half of the kayak is pointed up into the sky as she crests over the top of the wave. It's like. She didn't post the after picture, but it really looked cool going out.
I was going to say, whoa.
Yeah.
She had a moment in time that you could actually take that photo. That's amazing on top of the breaching, you know.
Well, somebody took it of her. I mean, it's just
it's
like a full picture of her kayak and her paddling through the surf.
Mm.
Let me see if I can find it here while we talk, but.
Oh. Yeah, but I mean, there's guys out there, and I don't know any girls, but like Sammons, you know, Jim Sammons is out there, and he's doing all that kind of stuff. You know, half his fish is brought in, and he's got sharks around him, you know, and he just doesn't say boo about it. He just, you know, he knows his environment and his limitations. So
I saw
this bull shark circling me the other day, and I'm going, holy crap, 5 foot of bull shark circling me. What did I do? Why are you here? And I'm freaking out because I haven't seen a bull shark in the Indian River by me in probably 6 years.
Really?
And there's this big guy standing right there, and I'm going, okay, I'm going to sit down now. Shh, don't say a word, you know. And he eventually did go away, but... Not like he's going to chew me, but...
There's that one video of Jim Sammons with the... he's got a small tuna that he's pulling off of the hook, and he's got it tailed, and he's trying to get it into the kayak, and
right.
A shark comes up and grabs it.
That's crazy.
Isn't it?
Crazy.
And see, the guy loves it. This is what he lives for. He loves that excitement.
So did... Oh, content unavailable. All right, hold on. I'm trying to share this picture. Okay, so I'm going to share it on my wall. All right. So, Yak Sushi's in the house there, and he can't see the picture. So, let's see. I just put a link to it up there. Let me see if I go home, if I shared it. Yeah, so now it's on.
Oh, man, look at that.
Can you see it?
Oh, God, yeah. Look at it.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, so. I'd never do that in a native. I mean, not a native in an ultimate.
You know, though, I don't know why you would. I don't know why you would, because you could fill that boat up with water and it'll still float.
Well, I had pretty much that amount of water on the way back today, but, you know, I was bailing with my little smart balance bucket, you know, trying to get all the water out, but.
What did you say, Bill?
That's awesome.
I still got content unavailable.
Even when I put it on the second link there?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Is it on your page?
It's on my page now, yeah. Go to my wall, Chip Gibson. I shared it on mine.
She needs to sell that photo. That is phenomenal.
It's a cool one, yeah. Yeah, the second one was right off of my page. So.
Wow.
Okay, so I want to share this email with you, and I think we kind of talked about it in the chat room the other night, but I got this email today, and it has nothing to do with kayak fishing. But if it was true, I could buy us all, you know, vacations for the rest of our lives. So this is from FBI, Washington, D.C. The subject line says, kindly read and write back to me. Now, I'm just going to jump down to who's this from, right? From Federal Bureau Investigation, Robert S. Mueller III, FBI Director. That's who this is from, right? It says, attention, beneficiary. Yeah. This is to bring to your notice that my office has taken over all the money transfer originated from any part of Africa and European countries as contract payment, fund inheritance, or lottery winning due to unauthorized incapability of financial institutions, security companies in releasing such huge sum of money, result of fraud, terrorist, and money laundering activities going on worldwide. And I tried to do it out of breath because that's all one sentence. I'm sorry, if you're going to try to scam me, you need to use grammar check. You need to use spell check.
What do you mean scam?
Now, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Yeah, that's right. This
dude,
is
I'm checking the mail every day. I expect my $10 million check to be here.
Did you send them the $750 U.S.? D, where does it say? Yes. It's, you have to get your diplomatic immunity seal of transfer, the DIST, they actually use an acronym, and it will cost you a total of 750 USD only, and the fee should be paid directly to the payment office in Nigeria via Western Union money transfer. Did you follow those instructions?
Well, I did.
I hope you do. I need that money, man.
But I used Haywood's credit card, so I'm not sure what's going to happen.
Oh, well, that was your problem right there.
Sure. Well, I'll be looking for that money shortly.
Yeah, right.
Well, I mean, the fact that they used an acronym right there should tell you that it's definitely a government agency.
I mean, this is straight from the director of the FBI to my email address. I thought it was funny that I have a government email address, so, but his email address at the FBI is not, you know, like FBI.gov. No, sir. No. His is ASPONSELLER@epix.net. So, you know, those FBI guys are so sneaky. Using an epix.net email address.
It's surreptitious.
That's it.
I think that now that SEAL Team 6 has some time on their hands, that we could send them to Africa and they could just snuff out all these guys, send them these emails.
I forwarded it to...
I mean, they're not busy, you know?
No, And, you know, really, as good as they are, there's 300 or 400 of them. They only need 300 or 400 rounds, right? One round, one kill.
Dang.
Well, it depends how they're lined up.
No, Mark, it was not the Kayak Fishing Radio email. It was to another email address, the one I use when I'm being surreptitious. So, but Brent says, Brett Allen is in the chat room. Sam's in there with us. LGB from Chucktown is there. Tommy is in there with us. And Yak Sushi is on board. So, can anyone see that photo? Let me see what you're doing here. I have to open a new... The guy with the cigar and the big tarpon in his lap? Yeah, I can see that one.
Yeah.
And he's got a pink shirt on, too.
Well, you know. Make it
That's
fashion,
awesome.
Baby.
Is that you? Is that you, Bill?
No, that's my friend Tom.
Oh, that's Tom. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, that doesn't look like your hat.
Dude, that looks like my hat.
Yeah, that's all right. I saw your hat, man. That's sporty. So, anyway, so we're getting close to releasing the, or at least opening up the voting for the Kayak Angler's Choice Awards. We've had a number of nominations, and I mean, there's some really interesting folks. I mean, I've learned quite a bit. Oh, it's not pink, it's salmon. he says you can rock salmon if you got a huge tarpon like that in your lap.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I got some really interesting stuff. I got some really cool guys and that have been nominated, and ladies. You're not the only one, Dee. You're not the only
Dee
one.
Kelly or me, Dee?
Huh?
Dee
no.
Kelly or me?
No, Dee Kaminsky.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And Bill was nominated also. He's already accepted, so I'll divulge his status.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's ain't none of us voting on you or nominating you. We can't do it, man. The rules is the rules, man. So these are people, mm-hmm. these are other people that think you guys are cool. So way to go. I saw that Yak Sushi had forwarded another chip to Dee, a new chip on the yakangler.com website. He's headed down to Port St. Lucie, Jensen Beach area, and was looking to go fishing. So Mark forwarded your website to him there, Dee. So. I don't think it would be a good idea for somebody who's never fished saltwater to jump in down there in those inlets without somebody to work with.
All right.
Yeah, so.
I'm sorry, my brain is trying to still get in the chat room here, and so is my computer.
Did you go to the KFR website?
I'm trying.
No,
yeah.
Go to Kayak. No,
and
just
I
go.
Logged in.
Okay, and you logged in?
Well,
it just come up and you click on the homepage.
I went to kayakfishingradio.com.
Okay.
Right? And then it says to go and log in at the live broadcast, right? Live broadcast is the tab on top.
Right.
So I go to that, and it says Blog Talk Radio, and then it says, do you want to log in via Facebook or all your other stuff? So I choose the Facebook way to go in.
Okay.
And then it says you're logged in, but there's no way to get back to the spot saying that you are you, but it says you're still the guest.
Refresh the page and see if it picks it up.
No, it didn't.
It did not.
No.
Okay.
So here I go. Log in again.
Well, yeah,
and it brings up a new window.
He's listening.
It says sign in using your social network account, and I pick Facebook. And then another window pops up, which is your actual socialized login, you're logged in kind of a thingamajiggy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to refresh, but it's just.
He says close the box and refresh the page.
Okay, close the box.
Right.
Refresh the page.
See what happens.
Okay.
While you're doing that, area code 404, you're on the air.
Hey, Chip, it's Zach. You're Chuck. What's up, man?
Zach! Indeed, you're in the chat room.
I'm in! Hi, Zach!
Hey, guys. Yeah,
sorry, Aiden. Yay.
Introduce you to everyone here.
I've been able to, been a minute since I've been able to call in, but was able to make it in this week.
I didn't figure you would, man. You're down there soaking up all that salt water.
Yeah, I know. Heading back in the morning, though, it's been a great trip.
I don't know how you can pull yourself away from it, man.
It's fun, but it's.
No, wait, no, there is no, it's fun, but.
I don't know. It's not the same as bass fishing, man. I'm still a bass fisherman.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. And trust me, I love getting pulled around by kings and getting broken off by amberjack and stuff. But it's the puzzles why I love fishing.
Yeah, that's it. It really is.
Just
I'm just totally joking with you, man. You know that, right?
Yeah, okay, I got you.
It's all about the fishing, man. So did you get a reef donkey?
Not to the boat, but there was, I mean, I was out there with a couple guys who have been doing this before, and I had a couple hits, man, and my rod bent over, and just, you know, if I hadn't had cat-like reflexes like I do, there'd be some fish with a, you know, combo in its mouth right now. A couple fish that, you know, just grabbing it, and within 3 seconds, breaking off 50-pound leader, and, you know, and I'm not a slouch, not tire here. I'm not trying to brag on myself, but that wasn't equipment error right there. So, I brought three snappers to the boat, a king and a Spanish. So that for me, my first, you know, trip out past the breakers, I was stoked on that.
Yeah, man, the reef donkey will knock you down, man. I mean,
I believe it.
So
before my next trip, I'll be upgrading gear. I mean, I was just using my striper setup, and that was a knife to a gunfight. I'll have some serious gear next time with some steady drag and stiffer line, because I'm not playing around with these fish next time.
Yeah,
I gotta go. Can I go?
Go where?
I go.
Kings,
you gotta go. You can excuse yourself. Yeah. No. I mean, yeah. I mean, well, you did. You got like a. You had like a 28-inch snapper, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah. That was.
That pulls harder than any 25-pound bass, dude.
Oh, without a doubt. There's the pull. The fight was unmatched. I mean, that even like I've caught a 25-inch striper, and it was. It was no contest. That snapper whooped me.
And you were down in Panama City, right?
Well, I was in Destin.
In Destin, yeah.
Yeah. So, there were some. I got some public numbers, and I mean, it wasn't too far of a paddle at all. I even thought about taking my little brother out there one day, but I wouldn't have any gear left.
who did you go out with, or did you just go out by yourself?
I went solo, but actually there was each day I went, I ran into two guys on the water, two different guys each time, so that was nice, and met some new friends,
right?
It's a cool place. It's definitely something that's in my blood to stay now. Not make me want to move down here yet, like Sam, but I'll be back for sure.
Right.
So where'd you go fishing this weekend, Greg?
Where did we go fishing this past weekend, or where are we going fishing this future weekend?
Oh, where did we go this past? Where did you go this past weekend?
Oh, so you gave it away. You had to give it away. I had the opportunity this past weekend with Haywood and another friend of ours to take our three kids out in the kayaks on Tampa Bay, looking for redfish, and It was kind of hard to track down the mullet, but after paddling about 6 miles, we were finally able to get on them, and they weren't much interested in the artificials, but our skilled netmaster, who will remain nameless, Haywood, was able to cast net 3 mullet of a decent size that we used for cut bait on the circle hooks for the kids, and all 3 kids were able to hook up on redfish and get them to the boat. They had a great time. Finally, out of pity, everybody else stopped fishing and let Haywood catch one so he would actually paddle back and his daughter wouldn't have to tow him back to the dock. But a good time was had by all. The kids all had smiles on their faces. We all had a good time and a good laugh. So it was a good weekend.
I needed air conditioning.
Who's that?
Paddle faster.
Paddle faster, that's right. Anyways, so back to having fun and talking about kayak fishing.
Hey, Chip.
Yeah, man.
As a segue there, you mind if I actually ask a fishing question?
Yeah, sure.
Cool. I got the opportunity this weekend to go out and do some tarpon fishing from the kayak, my first time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping everyone's gentle, but yay for me. I'll be wearing 2 PFDs just because I'm a wuss. lots of the kids way in the distant background.
That's right. They're way back there.
Yeah, that's okay.
Do you have any clue how big my chest would look with 2 PFDs? Sorry, I had
to. Yeah, see, that's probably going to have to get edited out, too, while you're in there, Chip. So.
Yeah, I'll take care of that.
Oh, don't block me off, baby.
No.
Anyway, I'm looking for – I hate bimini twists. It's not because I can't tie it. It's because
– it's a pain in the butt.
It's a pain in the butt to tie on the fly. You know, if you're sitting in the living room or you're sitting in the cockpit of the big boat and you got nothing else to do while you're running 100 miles offshore, fine. Tie all you want. But any – what other – are people using other double-line knots for tying tying braid to heavy monofilament or heavy fluorocarbon leaders, you know, 40, 60, 80-pound leaders for bigger fish. Looking at the Slim Beauty, it looks like a real quick, real easy knot to tie. I mean, there's the double grinner, which the guy from wherever he is, Australia, England, wherever, ties, which is basically a twisted-up uni knot. Anybody else using the Slim Beauty? Have they used it before who know much about it? I've tied it a few times, but I've never really, obviously, never tested it on, well, I'd love to say it weighs more than I do, but maybe 2 of them might. But anybody else using knots like that or any of those other knots?
D, go ahead.
I don't tarpon fish. I actually don't know the name of the knot that's my favorite, but it's it off the main line, and then you put the leader to it. You kind of loop it one time, and then you twist 10 times, and then cross through it and pull. It's like a half a uni, maybe.
Sounds like an Albright, yeah.
Or an Albright. That's my favorite knot. It's quick, easy, and it's never ever failed me in bazillion years.
Oh, we lost Dino. Good night, Dino, if you're not coming back. But I tie a uni to uni, but I don't usually use that different of a size. You know what I'm saying?
Worry is he's talking about heavy, but if I was tarpon fishing, I would go for a 30-pound leader to 40, and that works great for me with my braid. So,
what size braid are you using?
For tarpon, I would go with 20.
Yeah, you know, the rod I'm going to have hooked up already has, I've already got 40-pound braid on that reel. So,
And again, like I said, I don't tarpon fish, but it is a goal of mine, and from all the homework that I've done, that would be what I would be looking for here. But again, remember, I'm a little girl. I don't want to pull in a huge fish. I want to pull in something that's, you know, 100 pounds. I'm not looking for anything.
You ain't scared.
Well, the nice thing about a 40-pound leader is if you get a fish that's just out of control, it's that big, You know, you point the rod tip at them and squeeze the spool, and it's done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there's kind of a safety factor built in there. I was just wondering if anybody else was using any of the fancy double, you know, doubled line knots to keep the braid from digging into the larger diameter.
No, meter. I mean, I used to tie the double line with the bimini, but it's a real pain in the butt. I mean, if you practice it a lot, it's not any more difficult than, but it's hard, you know, when you're changing lures and stuff like that, it's a real pain. But if you're using braid, I'm usually using 20-pound braid, and I'm usually got like a 20-pound or a 40-pound fluorocarbon leader. And a uni to uni holds up really fine on that.
Yep.
And that's what you fished with when we caught that red?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you got the downsize.
Oh, well, that day I think I had 20-pound braid and 20-pound fluorocarbon, about 6 feet on the front of it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not too bad, but anyway, we'll work on it.
We'll work on it.
When you come back down.
Yeah, with school, you boy. Yeah, I mean, that's just what I had set up. I mean, and
right.
So, but yeah, I mean, now when I'm, and that's really the first time that I tried. I had just spooled up my reels with the braid, and that was the first time I had tried it, because I guess, you know, the years back when I was fishing up in Pensacola and stuff, the braid was still, you know, kind of a new thing. You know, I'm talking in the late 90s. And I just had a terrible time with wind knots and all that stuff. So I was a Strenn or what's the other stuff? Andy. I used to use pink Andy on all of my reels. And I couldn't stand messing with braid. So fishing with you guys down there at the Goon, that was the first time I had braid on in years. And it was pretty nice. So
but,
yeah. I mean, and you know, Greg, you don't have to worry. I mean, you get triple digits on, you know, double digit line. It's not a big deal. You just let the rod work.
Well, I'm more concerned about the small diameter braid cutting into the, cutting into the surface of the fluoro.
Yeah.
And just trying to double up and spread the force out a little bit.
I mean, you could always.
That force, let me interject.
Yeah, go ahead.
The more winds you make around your braid, obviously you're going to get a little bit thicker of a hangman's noose. You know, the thickness or the length of it will hold more of that leader. So if it calls for, the original, let's say they say, okay, make 10 winds, the thicker it is, the better it is for you to wind 10, 20, or whatever, and your feeling is when you pull it tight.
You're spreading out the friction over the surface area.
Exactly.
Yep.
You spread it out. So
yeah.
So that's why you do that. So it's not really what you've got on your reel. It's what you've got connected via leader and the length of the twists.
And that's not where it's going to give you problems, man. The problem's going to come into the hook getting into the tarpon's mouth, and then the gills cutting the line.
And then the
jump.
On.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and the first jump, if you can get through like the first two jumps, then you're doing pretty good. And then there's the part about, oh, yeah, you're in a kayak now and you've got this big giant fish next to you.
Yeah, but aside from that, everything will be cool. So
right, yeah.
Yeah, and that's where the two PFDs part comes in. And you left out the having the 120-pound fish almost to the boat when the 12-foot hammerhead shows up. That's the other interesting part. And that's why I will have not only my normal neck rescue knife that I always carry around my neck under my shirt when I'm fishing for situations like that, but my PFD, I've got a harness cutter.
Oh, yeah.
On my PFD as well.
Cut that thing loose.
Chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly right.
Well, that was the
Sounds
first
like
thing.
You're ready to go.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
You don't have the shotgun with you, though. The bang stick. But yeah, when that foot fin on that great hammerhead shows up, that's where you're gonna that's where you're going to start getting your heart rate up a little bit. So,
yeah, and Junior Flyreel just cannot understand why he won't be with me in the back of the kayak for this person. He just doesn't get it.
Yeah. Now, if you're off the beach, I don't know. I haven't done much tarpon off the beach. My tarpon experience is all down in the Keys. And I know that in the past there, you know, in Tampa there, they have the big, huge hammerheads that go after them. But we never really had a shark issue fighting tarpon down in the Keys. I think it's just there in the pass that then by a grand where you get the big thing. I don't know on the beach. I haven't done tarpon on the beach. So, but and you know, you got to expect. I mean, like what? Every 10 tarpon you hook up, you probably get one that stays buttoned on. I mean, that's just tarpon fishing, though.
And I'm cool with that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. I mean, the last time I went, it was years ago for tarpon. We chased them with Yak Sushi and them out in Tampa last year. But that was kind of sightseeing for tarpon there. We ran up and down the beach looking for them. They got the closest they ever got to was like the clone. They kind of surfaced right next to the clone, but they weren't feeding. They were just moving down the beach. But yeah, I think I had like a 160-pounder that took me 2 hours to get to the boat, and that was in a bay boat. We were chasing that sucker around, so that's going to be tiring. I can't wait to try one and get one on in the kayak, though. That's going to be a trip. So, but you're going to do that this weekend?
Yeah, it's looking like it. Trying to get out to, if the weather holds for Saturday morning.
Right.
Talking 70% chance of storms, but going to get out with the guys that Haywood got out with last week, and another buddy of ours who hooked up four last weekend. Not one, not two, not three, but four.
Four.
For his first, second, third, and fourth tarpon. So apparently he either figured something out.
Right.
Or, but he's just a really, really good fisherman, and I have every confidence that he'll babysit me into at least getting close enough to look at one. So.
Oh, yeah, you'll be in there with him. They'll be good. Hey, what's up, Landing Crew?
What's going on, y'all?
What are you up to, man?
Cleaning the house before the wife gets home. Pick her up tomorrow morning before work, and then just gearing up for this weekend, man. I'm stoked. I finally get to get out in the water.
Yeah, you going with Chad and them?
That's the plan.
Cool.
Figuring Saturday, go out and chase after some of Rob's dream sheep's head.
Oh, yeah? You're going after some sheepzilla?
Yeah. Doing a surf, I call it the surf and turf day.
Uh-huh.
Fishing the salt during the day and then bass fishing at night. So.
Okay.
I'm stoked.
All right. Well, cool, man. Well, you just made it for the round trip around the table, and we've got Zach Yurchek in there with us and Greg Becker and Dee's on board. So we're going to go around the table. And Dee, give us a quick update. What's the fishing like in your area, and what are you planning on this weekend?
I'm loving this one spot that I found for about the last month.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to tell anyone where it is.
Cool.
Unless you want to come with me. But phenomenal. Tailing redfish everywhere. Trout are finally growing up past the 20-inch mark. Yay for kayak oars.
Mm-hmm.
Sheep's head anywhere from 18 to 20 inches as well, if you can stand staying
what?
Out till 2 o'clock in the afternoon and dealing with thunderstorms. But it's been phenomenal. The heat obviously is pretty bad. We've gotten the last temperature I took day before yesterday on the flats was 92 degrees in the heat of the day.
Wow.
That water is really hot.
Yeah.
But ironically, you're still seeing fish tailing up until 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, which I've never seen before.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a very interesting year, And the fish I'm finding are not the same fish that I found last year. It's a completely different world. So, like I said, my logbooks are just throw them away.
Climate change. No, don't throw them away.
Really, really strange.
Because you're just in a different cycle right now.
Yeah. Well, today wasn't so bad. A couple of redfish, husband and wife, they're all, you know, they're doing their thing. And same with the trout, husband and wife. And that's about it for today. But, I just can't say enough with, I mean, if you're watching any of my posts on Kayak Wars, I mean, I could post 100 points in 2 days, and it's like great. So, hey, everybody who's on the team better get their ass in gear, because I'm getting tired of picking this place up, you know?
I know you're just carrying us, Dee.
Come on.
And, you know.
Come on.
I know.
Where? Rob DeVore, 0 points.
I don't understand that. I don't understand, because he's been catching fish, but I guess he's stuck at 19 and a half.
You can't see the ruler from the dock lights.
I know. He just needs to mark it,
you know,
and take their picture.
And Bill's doing okay. I mean, he's throwing in some numbers, you know, here and there. But
I got
where
two
is everybody
fish.
Else? Chip, come on.
I
dude,
got two.
You're up there too.
I'm 5 hours from the water. I was planning on coming down and surprising you for the Independence Day weekend, but I wound up using my fishing money to fix the air conditioner. It died last week.
Oh man, I know how that works.
Yeah, so it cost me $600 to put a little thing about the size of a Pepsi can. It's like, come on, bro, it's just a small can. Can you just twist the wires together instead of that?
So this next week is kind of questionable, because our weather is just screwed up completely.
Yeah.
And I think it's coming from Tampa side as well. You know, they're going to have some issues. And, I mean, I was out there as long as I could stand it today before being, like, swamped, like I was telling you.
Right.
But it should get better by the weekend, hopefully, and we'll see how it goes. Next week I have a couple charters, and I have the guys that sponsor me from Edgy Joe Jighead, so I have to catch some fish with the boys.
You'll take care of it.
I'll do fine, I think.
Yeah, you'll do fine. No problem.
So, it'll be a fun week, yeah.
Okay, great. And hopefully the guy from Yak Angler will look you up when he gets down there.
Yeah, so, who is that again?
His first name's Chip. That's all he's got on the website there. So if you just go back to yakangler.com, it's one of the current ones. He's a newbie on there, and he was looking for some info for the. I think he said they're going down to Port St. Lucie, so Jensen Beach area.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
All right. Well, it was good to hear from you again, Dee. We miss you when you're not here. Yeah. The kids miss you, too.
Oh, yay!
Yeah. All right. Zach, you're having to drag yourself away from the salt water. You still there?
Yeah,
hello?
Yeah,
there he is.
Hey, yeah, I'm heading back up to North Metro, Georgia, tomorrow morning, and hopefully get to spend a couple of days chasing bass.
Right.
Gotta just get up before the lake opens, and all my lakes are controlled water up in Athens, but before they open, and you'll get a couple hours of fishing in before they just turn off. It's just been too hot, man. But
I know.
First thing in the morning, you can put a couple in the boat.
And see, the problem that I have here on the south side is that the lakes here are all the freshwater impoundments. So,
yep.
And I mean the stinking, it's not the sheriff, the marshal, the county marshal. Mm-hmm. She sits there, man. And if you try to get in the water before sunrise, or if you're not out of the water by sunset, She'd give you a ticket, man.
Yeah.
She's hardcore,
yeah,
man.
Like, yeah, there's like one place I can night fish, but it's kind of just not really a great, you know, summertime hole. And,
yeah.
You know, and you got it. There's one lake that's open. It's Bear Creek. Okay, I'll say it on the radio. But Bear Creek is open, you know, 4 days a week. It's only open, it opens at 5. So, I mean, that is technically enough time to, you know, get set up. But I really, you know, I'd prefer to be on the lake at 5.
Yeah.
But, you know, what do you do? I probably got time to start making some road trips up to North Georgia rivers.
Right.
Stay a whole lot cooler.
So,
but
coastal fishing said they sent you a newbie to train.
Coastal sent me a newbie?
Yeah, it's one of the guys from Coastal Georgia said that they sent you a newbie to train up.
Oh, is that on the board?
Yeah, they're in the chat room.
Ah, okay, all right. Up in Athens.
Yeah,
I guess so. They sent me backlash.
I don't know.
Did he graduate?
They got a couple of they got a few second delay there. So, Coastal Fishing, who'd you send, Zach? I don't see.
Maybe is it Dylan already? I thought he had another year before he graduated, but I knew he was thinking about coming to Athens. But I'm down. I'm always down for a new fishing buddy. So
yeah.
Bring him on.
All right, man.
We'll exchange trips. I'd love to get on some reds. Always going to be for reds. So.
Says he's a police officer either at UGA or Athens PD.
Okay.
So.
All right. That'll do.
That'll work. All right. I think it's Coastal Fishing. I think that's three spots.
Is it? Is that Trey?
Yeah, I think it is.
Oh, yeah, Trey. Yeah, Trey's police officer. Yeah. Trey, hit me up, man. And send me an email and we'll exchange numbers and I'll get your buddy's number and we'll go fishing.
Okay. You probably got that. Like I said, there's like about a 10-second delay to the chat room.
So, all right, cool. Yeah, I have real spotty internet here, so I'm not on the chat room right now. But
yeah, he said he'll get his name too.
Trey's got my
yeah,
email.
That's Trey. Know. It's Trey in there.
Awesome.
Okay. And Greg, you're going to go after some tarpon?
As long as the weather cooperates, that is the plan.
Oh yeah, Brett is just telling me they got the River Bend Park over here near us that they just opened up on the Hooch, Zach.
Is that
down
right?
Here on, yeah, it's Bend River Bend Park or something like that. They just opened it up, so it's like we can get on the Hooch. It's over in on the other side of Noonan, I think.
Yeah, I was looking at my Chattahoochee map the other day and looking at where that is, and if there's some shoal bass in there, they're going to be big and dumb because I don't think that area gets targeted much.
Yeah, I don't think so. And they put a launch spot there and stuff, so hopefully it doesn't get swamped like the rest of the Hooch up there is, man. This time of the year, I mean, I tried going up on a Sunday one time to fish, and the place was just so trashed, man, with all the tubers and all that kind of stuff, man. It was just...
Yeah, we all want to area, but yeah, the Hooch, you got to... I mean, you're always going to bump into people, which I don't really mind. It is a big enough river, but
yeah.
Tubers or something, man, you got to get out there super early.
Yeah. So, yeah, Brett, we'll have to do that, man. I'm going out of town this next weekend, but we'll definitely have to do that because the Hooch is nice. It stays cool on the Hooch. So. But so back to you, Becker, the tarpon, man. You're going to chase them down. You're going to take good pictures. You're going to send them to us and stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
So you got it down, man. You got to practice that. and then... And there it is, Greg Becker with the tarpon in the boat.
Perfect. I'm gonna have to sample that and put it on my phone so I can play it. When I'm
That's it, man.
I'm fighting the pinfish on the sabiki rig trying to get, get some bait.
That'll be it. All right, so we spent a whole hour, good, bad, and ugly, tonight, and I'll be posting up for folks listening to the podcast later. We're getting ready to post up the nominations for the Kayak Angler's Choice Award. You can, if you've got nominations that you still want to get up there, you can go to the link on yakangler.com or kayakfishingradio.com. Check out our page, Kayak Fishing Radio, on Facebook, and get your nominations in, because we're going to try to open up voting sometime the first week in August. And we've got categories like Kayak Angler of the Year. We've got category for Kayak Fishing Guide of the Year. We've got your favorite kayak for the year. Some interesting inputs in there. And we just about got that set up. So just a couple more days here, and then I'm going to shut it down before the end of July, because I need a couple of days to make sure that I contact everybody and make sure they're cool with having their name used and all that legal mumbo jumbo. But we'll get it up, and then we'll start doing the voting, and we'll have the choice awards. And Yak Sushi, you got to quit nominating yourself. You know you can't run for this, all right? He keeps putting in yakangler.com on there. I got like 100 nominations for him. So, but we'll get that done. We are live. All right. So, all right. Well, thanks, guys. D, good to hear from you. Zach, have a safe trip back up north, man. And landing crew, enjoy your weekend, man. Get out there on the water with Chad and them. Again, thanks to Chad coming out of his shyness and talking to you for the last two Wednesdays there. The guy just it's really hard. You got to really pull it out of him, right? So,
some of the stuff that he was saying, it was just like, you know what, that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
You know,
yeah.
And me and him talked about it today after the show last night.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what I forgot to mention? He's like,
no.
Can you mention this tomorrow? Oh, I'm going to anyway. I'm going to mute me. A lot of the things he was saying is, he was talking about bass in general, but you can use it for any species of fish.
Oh, yeah.
And then, those podcasts.
I was giving Zach grief earlier about, not being able to pull himself away from the saltwater. And it is. It's all about, especially when you get down to where you're targeting a single species, I mean, it's easy in the saltwater to just throw something out there, see what you come up with. But when you start targeting a specific species like tarpon or redfish or trout, flounder, bass, whatever it is, then you really, there's a system for it, And
yeah.
Listening to D and Chad and Chuck and all those guys. I mean, it really is. It's a real system to it. And if you want to be consistent about putting fish in the boat, you got to have the system. And if you're not able to get on the water all the time like I am, then you got to make sure that you have friends like Dee and Chuck and all of those guys to go fishing with you. So
Let's go.
That's right. I know. I promise. Actually, I think I got a couple of days coming up here, so we'll see what we can do. All right, it's time to go. D's got to go eat. All right, so y'all have a good week, and we'll see you next week on Kayak Fishing Radio. Good night, everybody. Tight lines, take a kid fishing. What are we going out with?
Bye, everybody. Good night,
Kip.
Bye, guys.
Good night.
Yay.
We'll take it out with the Greg Becker music.